USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first actions taken by the now Democratic-led U.S. House in its new session, measures that aim to end the government shutdown, but the bills are certain to miss their target. Neither bill includes any money for the wall that President Trump wants on the southern border. The president saying he won't sign anything that doesn't have at least $5 billion for a wall, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he won't allow a vote in his chamber on any bill that Trump won't support. The president making a surprise visit to the White House briefing room yesterday says,
"You can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good."
North Korea's warning the U.S. to stop meddling in its affairs with South Korea. An editorial in the North's state-run newspaper says the U.S. does not appear to want to see improvement in relations between the two Koreas. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
At least seven people are dead after four vehicles crash and turn a stretch of Interstate 75 in Florida into a wall of fire. Two semi-trucks and two passenger vehicles involved in the crash that spilled 50 gallons of diesel fuel that then caught fire on that highway near Gainesville. Investigators have released a composite sketch of the suspect they're seeking in the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl in the Houston area, a shooting the family believes was racially motivated.
15-year-old sister Alexa is the only eyewitness to the shooting that claimed the life of Jasmine Barnes.
He was white and he had blue eyes, and that was it because he had a hoodie on, so I couldn't see his hair, nothing like that.
Alexa says the driver of the red pickup had a 5 o'clock shadow, not a beard. A $100,000 reward has been offered for a tip that leads to an arrest.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. On Wall Street, stocks tumbled again yesterday on fears of a global economic slowdown. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The foreign minister of Afghanistan's taking issue with President Trump's claim in a tweet earlier this week that the former Soviet Union was, in his words, right to invade Afghanistan back in 1979. The Kabul government is now asking for a formal clarification on President Trump's comments. A Republican senator who got in some hot water earlier this week because of an op-ed piece he penned is now saying he wants to work with everyone in Washington. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Republican senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, is still drawing a lot of attention and heat from Republicans over an op-ed that he penned earlier this week criticizing President Trump. Senator Romney says he believes he can work with both sides of the aisle.
I look forward to working with the Republicans and with Democrats, working with the President, members of the House and the Senate. We'll have some differences, and I expect that each senator and each representative will express their own views as they think best. I'm not worried about what other people think about what I have to say.
Again, that report filed by USA Radio's Tim Berg. The National Geographic Channel is suspending celebrity astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson's Star Talk series while an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against him moves forward. Several women have accused Tyson of inappropriate sexual advances. He's been defending himself in Facebook posts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.